Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We want to bless the Lord on this beautiful morning. Amen. Another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. Welcome to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve as your host and your kingdom coach on our early morning platform. Maybe it's afternoon where you are, maybe it's evening, maybe it's midnight. Nevertheless, you have come to the right place at the right time, and as much as there is no time and no distance in the Lord's inner spirit. Amen and amen. So we bless the Lord. Please enjoy the services and please continue to come back. Amen. As we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. We are continuing, amen, with an inspection, a thorough inspection of our spiritual armor, amen, that the Lord has given us, and he has dressed us. Amen. We are some kind of fine. Amen. In the pieces that the Lord has given us. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. Amen. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you this morning. Amen. We want to teach from a subject. Pray, baby, pray. Pray, baby, pray. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. And in our verse number 17, as we have already broken down, amen, the pieces of our armor. Amen. So we spoke on the loin belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith. Okay. The helmet of salvation, okay, and the sword of the Spirit. Okay, now we read in verse number 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen and amen. A lot of theologians want to leave that portion and that particular scripture out. Amen. Beloved, when we talk about our pieces of our warfare, our spiritual armor, but we can't do it. Amen. Because God included it. Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It's plain. It's plain. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. So, beloved, amen. So, a lot of the theologians, amen, they say we have seven pieces, amen, in our armor, amen, glory be to God. But, amen, Paul included, amen, the soldier's lance. We got one more that we have to look at, amen. We're not complete. If we're going to put on the whole armor of God, we are not complete amen, unless we look at all the pieces, amen. And so Paul wants to us to know about our lance. He tells us to put on the whole armor of God, the whole armor. Hey, glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, when the lance, amen, is our prayer, it is a power prayer. See, it is the lance of prayer, the lance of supplication, see. And it is a powerful tool. Matter of fact, it's probably the most powerful tool, because I'm telling you, when you start to praying, let me tell you something, glory be to God, hallelujah. Now, when Paul wrote this, amen, beloved, amen, he was comparing our prayer life, amen, to the Roman soldier's lance. Okay, so there are different kind of lances, okay? And the Roman soldiers had, amen, all type of lances at their disposal. Some of them were small, some of them were extremely long, okay? And most of the Roman soldiers carried both. They carried the long lance, okay? And they carried, amen, the short one. Now, the short lance, see, this is when they was at close range with the enemy. See, and so they would just take the enemy out. They would just go in, glory be to God, with the lance. So we know that was a terrible death, okay? Now, with the longer lance that the soldiers carry, see, this is when they would strike their adversary from afar, okay? When they had to, you know, throw it, you know what I mean? They saw him coming. Maybe it was a block away, a mile away, whatever, amen? So that's when they used the longer lance. So they had all different type of lances, amen, that they would use, amen, in their spiritual warfare, see? And so if the soldier desired to inflict a massive and a terrible wound on the enemy, see, he made sure that to load his lance, with extra iron. They wasn't playing back there, beloved. They weren't playing tic-tac-toe, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. This was live or die. It was live or die when they was out there on the warfare, on the battlefront, like it is right now with us. And our men and women in war serving our country. It's live or die. They not playing. See, glory be to God. And so Paul wanted us to get the message here. See? And so the heavier the instrument was, the more deadly was the wound. Furthermore, this heavier load of iron, this was real iron. I mean, we don't even know in today's time what real iron looked like. You know, we don't even know because they have so much substitutions. You know what I mean? They find real iron, real steel, you know, the way they used to make those automobiles. Well, back in the days when you got hit with one of them old cars, you was dead. Nowadays, you get hit, you chances are you can get up and walk away. You know what I mean? All that fiberglass. There were many type of lances. Okay, when you do your research, you do your history, you see that there was many, not only many type of lances, there were many shapes and forms. And so, beloved, in the same way that there were many type of lances for the soldier, amen, the Roman soldier, amen, there are various kinds of prayers. There are different type of prayers. See, it's not just one way to pray. All right. Now, it says here in verse number 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. All right. So there's various types of prayer. Glory be to God. All right, glory be, with all, and Paul says with all prayer. What do you mean, Paul, with all prayer? With all kinds of prayer. With all kinds of prayer. Beloved, God has made many kinds of prayers available for us for different purposes in our faith. Glory be to God. So, amen. What are the, amen, some different types of prayers, okay? Well, hallelujah. We're going to talk real briefly about six of them this day. Real briefly. Amen. When we look in the New Testament, beloved, amen, we have the prayer of consecration. We have the prayer of petition. We have the prayer of authority or the prayer of faith. Call it the prayer of faith. We have the prayer of thanksgiving. We have the prayer of supplication. And we have the prayer of intercession. Different types of prayer. See? Glory be to God. So when we talk about the prayer of consecration, beloved, okay, we remember in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, where Hannah went before the Lord and prayed because she wanted a son. Remember that in chapter number 1? And she vowed, amen, that she would, amen, give her son over unto the Lord. And we can read it in chapter number 1, verse 11, 19 through 20, the story of Hannah. Amen. In exchange for God giving her a son, that she was going to give the son back. See. And so, beloved, amen, we see her here, glory be to God, praying a prayer of consecration. And what was happening is, amen, prayer should bring us face to face and eyeball to eyeball with God and an intimate relationship. This is a very intimate relationship, amen, that Hannah was having with the Lord right here at this moment. Glory be to God. We have the prayer of petition. Glory be to God. The prayer of petition is therefore prayer that exposes a person's insufficiency and his continual need for God. We have the prayer of authority. Now, the prayer of authority, beloved, amen, is when we come before the Lord boldly, before his presence, asking him, or, beloved, in one case, the Lord tells us to command me. We can actually demand in a spirit of reverence. See, beloved, when we look at the scripture in St. John 15 and 7, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So we know we have that authority in him. Glory be to God. So this is when we come boldly before the Lord. See, the Lord Jesus, glory be to God, has given us permission to do that. See, when we allow the word of God to permanently and habitually lodge in our hearts, that word so transforms our minds that when we pray, we do so in accordance with God's will. See, because if you're abiding in the Lord and his word is abiding in you, God knows that you're not going to come asking him not for nothing foolish. You're not going to ask for nothing, amen, crazy. And so this is why he said we have that prayer of authority. Come bold. You have not because you ask not. See, ask me for what you want. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Then we have, amen, hallelujah. Okay. God's desire is that you move forward boldly and courageously in prayer in order to seize his will for your life and bring it into manifestation. We cannot be afraid to ask God, amen, what we want according to his word. If it's in his word that God is going to give it to us, we can go and make our petitions known. Okay, glory be to God. Then we have the prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is why Paul, amen, told the church of Ephesians to cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. See, I'm thankful. Amen. Colossians 1 and 3. Amen. Paul prays the same way for the Colossian church, saying, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Praying. Amen. Thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Different kinds of prayer. Glory be to God. You don't always have to ask God for something in prayer. You come to God, amen, just a spirit of thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you for my this. Thank you for that. Thank you for my family. Thank you for life. Thank you. Just run it down. Run it down. You are praying. Hallelujah. Being grateful. He said, did not the Lord say, enter into my gates with thanksgiving? Enter into my courts with praise? Be grateful unto me and praise my name? Amen. Glory be to God. Then, beloved, we have the prayer of supplication. Another different type of prayer. See, glory be to God. When we look up that word supplication in the Greek, beloved, glory be to God, it's the idea of one who comes to God in simple childlike faith to freely enjoy fellowship in the presence of the Lord. This simple faith, this simple childlike faith, amen. It means to fall into or happen upon, amen. To fall into the presence of the Lord or to come into a wonderful relationship in prayer. Glory be to God. The prayer of supplication. The prayer of supplication refers to those special times in prayer when God, by his Spirit, showers us in love and fills us with the knowledge of his life-transforming acceptance. Childlike faith. God loves it. So Jesus said, unless you become as a child, you can no way inherit the kingdom. Amen. And then, beloved, we have the prayer of intercession. Amen. Glory be to God. This is why we read in the Romans chapter number 8, verse number 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Glory be. The Holy Spirit praying for us. The Holy Spirit making intercession for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On our behalf. Glory be to God. So, beloved, this is the times when you come in prayer and you don't know what to say. When you're lost for words. See, glory be to God. And this is where the Holy Spirit will begin interceding for us. And he will pray for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And pray on our behalf. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For the prayer. Amen. Of intercession. So, beloved, we see in the word of God. Amen. That there's different types of prayers. The same way the Roman soldiers had different type of lances. You don't have to come with the same lance. You don't have to come with the same prayer. Amen. And the same form of prayer. Amen. The same style of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even our worship. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a form of prayer. Amen. Giving admiration. Amen. And to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. But regardless of the form of prayer that we use, beloved, amen. The point is we have to come. You have to come. A Christian without a prayer life is like a fish trying to live outside of water. We must pray. After we've done all, we still have to pray. You have to pray one more prayer. You have to pray without ceasing. And because there's different type of prayers, you don't have to worry about being bored in your form of prayer. Amen. Come on and bring this thing to Jesus. Nothing leaves heaven until somebody on earth prays. Pray, baby, pray. See? Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't. Don't wait till trouble show up at your door to start praying. The power of prayer, just like that long lance that the Roman soldier would carry, you can stop trouble before it gets to your door. You can stop trouble before it gets to your neighborhood, before it gets to your house, before it reaches your children. You can stop that thing, freeze that thing through the power of prayer. Glory be to God. And this is why we cannot get lazy in prayer. We have to pray and keep on praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's always something to pray for. Glory be to God. In my closing on this morning, amen, glory be to God, I was watching Sid Roth, amen. Sometimes I watch him, Amen. Some of you know who he is on Christian television. Amen. And he was, amen, showing us how to pray at all times. And I caught that particular show. Amen. It was very interesting. And he said that the person, amen, that he was interviewing said that we can pray at all times when we pray in our heavenly language. And what he went on to continue to do was to show us how we can pray in our heavenly language without moving our mouths. See, we start out, amen, moving your mouth. Then, amen, then he was practicing. And you are constantly speaking to God in your heavenly language without even opening your mouth, without even moving your tongue. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Amen. Because, beloved, when we are praying in the spirit like that, and the spirit know of all things, amen, and we're praying, we're stopping situations for manifesting that was scheduled to manifest. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is going before us, opening doors, interceding for God on our behalf, present and future. And you know what? I think that was one of the best shows that I watched on Sid Roth. One of the best ones. I think I did save it. Amen. And not only that, I practice it. Because I speak in my heavenly language, but amen, the be conscientious to do it 24/7. Because you don't even have to move your mouth. And the person that was sharing, he was a judge. And he said this is how he knew how to render his verdicts. This is how he knew how to decide the case, because while they was in the courtroom and everybody was talking, he was sitting there on the bench praying in his heavenly language, but not moving his tongue. So nobody even heard that he was praying. Praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. Baby, when you get tired of praying, you're in a bad situation. See, and we don't just pray when, amen, things are good. When things are bad, we pray when things are bad. We pray when things are good. We pray when we have it, when we don't have it, when it looks like we're not going to get it. Amen. Regardless. You're praying for other people. You will pray. You pray because nothing leaves heaven until somebody earth prays. How do you think Jesus knew what 12 disciples to pick? Huh? Jesus prayed. Jesus would walk into a room full of people, amen, and walk over to one man, amen, sitting by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, asking, what did he want to be? Did he want to be made whole? See, Jesus knew where to go, where not to go, what to do, how long to stay there, amen, glory be to God, and he never missed it, and he never missed it, amen, he never missed it. He was always in the will of God. Why? Because he prayed first. He prayed first, and he probably was praying as he was going. And we all know that when he got finished, then he picked up his prayer. He told the boys, I'll see you later. I got to go. Jesus went somewhere secluded to himself. Amen. And prayed. Beloved, I want to encourage you. Sometimes we get a little weary. Sometimes we get a little tired. To Jesus said, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? Sometimes we don't want to pray 1 hour. We don't want to pray 1 hour. We're looking at our clock. We're looking at our watch, our cell phone, and say, we got to go. But you sat there and you watched that two-hour movie, and you're talking about going to see it again. God knows how much time you're spending on social media and the other stuff that you're doing. Amen. So why don't you learn how to pray as you go? Hey, why don't you learn how to pray? God don't expect us to be on our knees 24 hours a day. Although there is a time to get on your knees now, get on your face and give God some reverence. But God knows you can't afford to be there all day. But even when you get up, you can continue to pray. What about the prayer of thanksgiving? Just go through your day giving God thanks. Thanks. Lord, I thank you for taking me out safely. God, I thank you for bringing me home safely. Thank you that I was able to go in that supermarket and come out without any foolishness. Huh? Thank you, Father. Thank you. I was able to get in my car and do what I had to do and come back home safely. What about that? That's a prayer. Thank God for that meal I had. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, I was able to move my bowels today. Thank you, Jesus, that I could hear, I could see, I could smell, I could taste, I could feel, I could dance. Thank God my electricity's still on. Thank you, Jesus, that I got gas and running water. Thank God the mortgage is paid, the rent is paid. Come on now. You're praying. And so he says, continue that without ceasing, without ceasing, using your different types of prayers. Hallelujah, the different type of prayers. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know what? And you might be able to find some more. Amen. I just shared with you, amen, six of them today. You do your research. Maybe you can add one or two more on there, whatever you can get. Get it. Just get it in. As unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. The prayer of consecration, the prayer of petition, the prayer of faith, the prayer of thanksgiving, the prayer of supplication, and the prayer of intercession. Amen. Pray, baby, pray. Pray, baby, pray. God hears your heart. You don't always have to pray out loud. And don't worry, if you pray out loud, it's okay. Because even if the devil heard your prayer, ain't nothing he can do. Your conversation is with God. You ain't got to worry about the devil interrupting your conversation with God. So pray out loud. Pray in your heart. Amen. Pray. Pray. Pray, baby, pray. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And did not the Lord say, my house shall be called, not a house of bingo, not a house of fried chicken dinners. Huh? God said, and my house shall be called a house of prayer. Well, I want you to know that you are the house of the Lord. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, and God dwelleth in you. So you're God's house. And this is what COVID did. Amen. Brought the reality, beloved. And we thank God for the brick and the mortar, but it's not about the brick and the mortar. We thank God when we come in fellowship in the brick and the mortar, but God, COVID taught us it wasn't about that. See? And pull some of us out of that spirit of religion. Amen. To get us into a spirit of fellowship with Christ. You're the church. See? And God tabernacles with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And my house shall be called the house of prayer. What's your house look like? What does your spiritual house look like, saints? Is it empty? Is it void? Huh? When the seven demons went out, and beloved, and they was cast out, and the Bible says when they came back, amen, and they saw that the house, amen, was clean and empty. Amen. And so they came back, and they brought seven demons big, stronger than they were, and they all came back and possessed the person again. Well, why was they able to do that? Because the house was empty. That's why they was able to do that. Why is your house empty if God lives in you? If you say God lives in you, then how can your house be empty? Amen. Come on, baby, pray. Pray, baby, pray. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, amen, we want to behoove you today, amen, that your prayer, before you try to pray anything, it need to be a prayer of salvation. You need to pray and ask God to forgive you, amen, for, amen, your sins, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. This is what you need to do, amen, hallelujah, by faith, ask God to forgive you for your sins. Because Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, and if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's what you need to do. That's your first step. Ye must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Not of the flesh. You can't enter back into your mama's womb. That's not going to happen. Okay? That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit, amen, is spirit. Amen. You must be born again in the Lord's kingdom. And you just say a simple prayer, and you can follow after me this morning. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now and I believe on your son. and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins and to take me to heaven when I die and to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to the family of God. If you just prayed that prayer, you are saved. You are born again. How is the greatest miracle in the universe when you are actually swiped out of the kingdom of darkness and adopted into God's royal kingdom, the greatest miracle. Amen. Welcome. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice, amen, with you. Amen. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Now, it's not the end, but it's the beginning. Amen. Glory be to God. And what you need to do is just sit, amen, under good teachings, good ministries such as this one, other such good ministries, get planted there, get fed, amen, and stay there, stay right there, rooted and grounded until the Lord tell you otherwise. Amen, and to God be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And we thank you, amen, for your financial support to this ministry as we continue to take ministry where ministry has not gone. Amen. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Several ways that you can sow. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And make your, amen, seed offering there. Glory be to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And we want to thank you so much, amen, for, amen, supporting the ministry. Amen. Because, beloved, let me tell you, you may not be the one out preaching. You may not be the one. You may not can go where we go. Amen. But when you support the ministry, amen, and send us where we need to go around the world, amen, then that's a crown, a star in your crown. Amen. Because you put the fuel in the tank. See, the car can't move unless you got some fuel in the tank. See, but when you sow into this ministry, you're putting fuel in the tank. Amen. So guess what? Amen. Hallelujah. You bless and you get the same rewards, amen, that those who go get. Sometimes you can't go. Amen. So you send your money, amen, to go for you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We pray back a 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return. Amen. To you, and to you, in Jesus' name. All right, thanks, amen. That is it for today. Amen, Lord's willing. Amen, we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, place, and station. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 noon. We will be praying in Jesus' name. Why? Because he said pray without ceasing. And so that's what we do. We pray without ceasing. Amen. Come on and join us at 12 o'clock. Sign in at the top of the hour. Amen. We'll take your prayer requests, pray with you, pray for you. Maybe you just want to be around some praying people. That's okay too. Amen. So we bless be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. How Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and pray, baby, pray, and don't stop praying, and pray, baby, pray, hallelujah, and don't stop, amen, praying, amen, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. Love you.